Welcome to Pushing Forward with Alicia, a podcast that gives disability a voice. Each week, we will explore topics like confidence, ambition, resilience, and finding success against all odds. We are creating a collective community that believes that all things are possible for all people. Open hearts, clear paths, let's go. Welcome back to Pushing Forward with Alicia. I'm Alicia. Happy 2024. We are at the end of January 2024. The year is moving fast already. And we are so excited to invite all of our listeners back to have a conversation with me and Marty. We are doing an episode today that is focused on the year ahead. Welcome back, Marty.
Hey, everyone. Happy 2024. So excited. I think it's going to be a great year.
Marty, my sweet husband and business partner, we are the Alicia Anderson Company, and together we are already navigating 2024. We had our first event on January 8th. It felt like the first working day of the new year is what it felt like to me. So I thought that that was really good vibes for us to have a booking right out of the gate. It was a big one. We spoke at Murrieta Unified School District. We spoke to, gosh, like 3,000 teachers and facilitators and administrators, and we are loving the work that we get to do when we get to be in front of educators and have a direct impact on students and inclusion and universal education. And so I think that was a pretty great way to start off the year. What do you think, Marty?
Yeah, it was exciting to get our feet wet once again, jumping in with the AV tech guys, doing the in-person event. It was awesome to watch you up on a stage with just a jam-packed auditorium, 3 speeches in a row, back to back to back, plus a half hour of QA. I don't know how you do it sometimes, but you did very well.
And Marty hit the stage this time. We had a moment. So now we're kind of rethinking some of our events.
Whoop, whoop.
Like he said, I spoke 3 times. So there was 3 different events. I spoke to the elementary schools and then the middle high schools and then the staff and parents and such. So there was
and the high school teachers.
Yeah, the high school teachers. And on the first event, we started with Q&A and Marty was pretty close to the stage. So he popped out to help me out with some of the Q&A questions. And we had a fun little moment. The audience loved the play between you and I. And I kind of think we need to do that again. I couldn't believe how much the audience erupted when you came onto stage and kind of saw us together. So that was kind of a cool thing, right?
I've always known I'm a hot commodity.
Finally made it to the stage real big time. That was fun. That was a great way to start the year. So hopefully there's going to be more of that this year. I was on a meeting today for Profound, a networking group for disability corporate inclusion leaders. And there was a gentleman there by the name of Kumel. He goes by Q, so I think I'm pronouncing his name right, but I might not be perfect. And he was given a presentation and he made this quote. He said this quote, "The real world starts at the end of your comfort zone." And I love this quote. It made me pause for a minute and think about everything that we've embarked on in 2023 and moving into this new year. And I feel like you and I, and honestly, society, we've been challenged a lot in the last several years. And I think we're going into another challenging year, not only in our business, but in politics, presidential election. There's all these social initiatives coming up on the ballot, never ending hunger for advancing technology, AI. There's so much going on in our world that I think we're going to be pushed out of our comfort zone this year pretty hard.
Yeah, the world is definitely moving at a far faster pace than it used to. And it's exciting, but also can be very, very dangerous. So we tread lightly, but here at the Alicia Anderson Company, we love focusing on what we can do to help change and make this place a better world.
What do you think are some of the things that are going to push us out of our comfort zone this year, Marty, with specifically with the work that we're doing? Maybe this podcast has pushed me out of my comfort zone as I'm challenging myself to get better and better at it.
Well, I think that one of the main things we want to accomplish is just to continue to grow in sharing our stories and sharing with the world about all the things that we've experienced with our lifetimes with disabilities, all the different things that we hope that can come to fruition in this world to make it easier and better for us, share all the things that have been hard to deal with and still are. But I think that that's going to be the biggest challenge is how do we dig deep? How do we let our barriers down and really just explore that with each other and share it with the world?
And I think challenge our clients and our customers and the companies that are hiring us or following us to go deeper as well and continue to dive into the conversation and dig into the layers of it. Sort of, if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. And if you're going to be embarking on learning about inclusion, what does that actually mean to create a place where we really do belong in the larger picture and scope of the whole process?
Your clientele and the message that you bring through the speeches and all the different delivery methods with the micro learning series and the new products that are being asked for on a constant rate. I'm so excited to hear about you booking Blue Shield and the new leadership training. That's going to be a challenge as well, developing the content to tailor specifically to the leaders of companies and how they need to provide that trickle-down effect to everyone that's in their organizations.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of momentum around advancing the conversation, not just from like a DEI perspective, but where companies are finding places to leverage conversations like self-ID campaigns are that conversation is prevalent in the pitches and stuff that I'm having right now, and diving into mental health and apparent versus non-apparent disability and opening up those conversations so people with non-apparent disabilities feel comfortable in the workplace to start to identify, which is where those self-ID campaigns start to come in. And I think a really important conversation is going to be also the intersection of all of that, looking at disability not just as you have an apparent disability like us wheelchair users, or you have a non-apparent disability such as anxiety or Crohn's disease or whatever it might be, or what is the intersection of having both? And the reality is there's usually multiple layers of a human being and the things that they're trying to overcome, just kind of deal with as they're making their way in their career and working and, you know, trying to make a living and all of that. So I think that we're going to see the conversation of disability inclusion in the workplace go a lot deeper. And I'm really excited from our standpoint to be a part of that and dive in and be a little bit, I'm going to use my word of the year, a little bit fearless in that conversation. I find myself sometimes being afraid of going a little bit deeper or sharing something that might be a little bit too intimate or too personal. And I think I really want to challenge myself to go as deep as I possibly can to really be that sounding board for others that might not have either the platform or the want or will to share their path.
You know, that's an awesome goal, and I love the word fearless.
This is a perfect time to take a quick break. You are listening to Pushing Forward with Alicia, and we will be right back. We talk a lot on the show about ableism and inclusion. If you want to learn more, I invite you to listen to my TEDx talk, Disabling Ableism, the Modern Pathway to Inclusion. You can watch the whole speech on aliciaanderson.com. That's A-L-Y-C-I-A, Anderson with an O.com. Click on speaking. The whole fearless thing, Marty, you know, my word for 2024 is fearless. I pick a word every year to kind of motivate me to push my business forward or my goals forward or things like that. And I could tell you what that means, fearless means to me this year. But do you have a word? Did you pick anything out?
I'm not so good with my affirmations and self-reflection as you are, but one word that does pop to mind is just action. Going and above and beyond the talk and actually doing something about it. I think that correlates great with your fearless. It kind of is a fearless action advocacy in the space that we're in. It requires those movements, those things that you do to also make things happen. I love action too, just because of all my sports love and everything that I'm doing and the tennis and all the things that I'm doing are continuing to grow, and the action that I need to make every day is what is making those things happen.
And that means, to go back to the quote, which was, the real world starts at the end of your comfort zone. And to me, that means the ability, or at least the drive, to try to take a little bit of risk, to embrace uncertainty, to, for me, dim my imposter syndrome, because my imposter syndrome at the beginning of this year, really every year, is on fire. Just try to remove self-doubt and I want to be bold in my decisions this year, and I want to seize opportunities that I might be afraid of, and I want to embrace challenges and opportunities that are going to help me grow rather than avoiding them. And I want to believe in myself fearlessly, be brave and bold in my actions on the stage, on this podcast, in our adventures, in speaking tour 2024, and our trips and all of that. I want to promise myself that I'm going to pursue my goals to level up this year. And really, I mean, we grew last year, but I want to grow this year together in this business and in our marriage.
Well, that was amazing. I think that you're fearless and just sharing those personal feelings that you have there, and just a true tribute to your self-advocacy and self-efficacy in your leadership and in your entrepreneurship. You are amazing. You should not be afraid. And you're doing great things. And I think that you should step it up on the confidence side, because you're really killing it.
Thank you. You're really cool. We're killing it together.
A lot of people say we're a power couple. So
we are a power couple. I love it. Okay, can we shift real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so let's talk about the podcast. This was the thing that pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I'm really excited this year because it feels like we're really, really ramping up.
Thank you to our listeners. We are growing. I'm excited to say that Pushing Forward with Alicia is showing up in over 35 countries and nearly 600 cities around the globe.
527, but you're close. And that is really good. We started off at zero. And the fact that we have that many cities and countries that are tuning in to this platform it's been 6 months since we've been live. I mean, maybe 7 months now. That's really, really good. That's really good. So I think the future looks bright. And we started off this year with just like huge, massive guests. We're like Chelsea Hill. She has like over a million followers on all of her social media platforms, professional wheelchair dancer, founder of the Rolettes. We had Meredith Sadoulay. She worked at Comcast. Her episode was very popular. She started Profound the Network, and already we're shooting to the stars. And who we have on the books, big, big, big. Kimberly Elliott, she is the founder of Be Like Josh Foundation. They are an advocacy program for dogs with disabilities, and she's got 300,000 or 400,000 followers on her social media. We've got the founder of Divas with Disabilities, Donna Walton, she's coming on. We've got Steph Aiello. She is a quadriplegic makeup artist who does work for Ulta and all kinds of big brands. We've got big heavy hitters on top of more family. Like, we're going to have your sister on talking about mental health. We're going to have my sister on in February talking about congenital heart defect and what her path has been with her daughter on that. You and I are going to have a Valentine's Day episode where we're going to talk about our relationship, love, maybe a little bit of intimacy. Let's go and get a little daring. Yeah. We've got some really great content coming out, and we're just really thankful to all of our Pushing Forward community that really does show up for us every week. We grow every single solitary week, and the reviews that you leave and the comments and the likes and the subscriptions, it's only helping us expand this platform and get a larger reach and help more people. And we are so grateful.
That's a great breakdown of all the podcast guests to come. And even as we speak, Josh Basile is just to be released next week. So yes, we are really loaded up with a great lineup for coming up this year. And we continue to ask our listeners and supporters to jump on our website and suggest a guest, suggest a topic, suggest something to us that you want to hear about us talk about, and we'll get to it.
Did we miss anything?
Well, I think that, you know, it's the new year, 2024. We're really loaded with so many things going on in our world, the presidential elections, the things that are happening around the globe. We've got the Olympics in Paris coming up. We've got things just happening. And of course, the tragic side of it is also out there, and Ukraine and Israel, Gaza, all the other conflicts that are just out there. And so all we can do is continue to focus on pushing forward to a better world for all of us. And how do we do that? We do that through inclusion. We do that through accessibility. We do that through the care and the love and clearing paths and opening and widening those pathways for everyone.
And we do it by realizing our common humanity being our common ground, and that love and the human spirit and human communication transcends all of that, and that we're better together than apart.
And it requires us to be fearless in our efforts to do the right thing sometimes. Let's all remain vigilant and fearless in our efforts to continue to push forward to a better world. So does that mean we're already to the pushing forward moment?
I think we are. What is your pushing forward moment?
My pushing forward moment is inspired by some of our previous guests. I'll reflect on Des Del Barba as he gets ready for his first couple professional tennis tournaments of the year. And just being a year into wheelchair tennis and climbing the ranks and all of those things. I play with him almost on a 2 to 3 time weekly basis to help him train and get ready. And it's inspired me to get healthier and do the things that I need to be better for myself. But I'm constantly seeing all the talent, all the potential for him to grow, to be so good in this sport. And he's so reserved and he's so just a gentleman about everything that he does that it's hard for him to translate his passion and his strengths to a little bit of cockiness and assuredness in himself. And I want to just say that my life has been full of firsts, and I was the only son of 9 children. And I always had a little glint of, you know, hey, you're something special. It's always translated into confidence. And so I'd like to encourage everybody out there to just be confident in the skills that they have, you too. And as we prepare for these leadership trainings and all the extra speeches and things to come this year, let's just be confident in our abilities to rise to the occasion and to meet the challenges and to exceed expectations and to be ready for the moment.
All right. That was a great pushing forward moment. I love it. I think we'll wrap up. Do you want to take us out this time, Marty, and wrap up the show?
Sure. This is Marty and Alicia coming to you with Pushing Forward with Alicia. And that is how we roll on this podcast.
We'll see you next time.
If you're an employer who would like to learn more about disability inclusion in the workplace, lessons on ableism, and how accessibility can drive innovation in your company, please check out my micro training series at aliciaanderson.com. That's AlyciaAnderson with an O.com. Click on micro learning.